SUNY is asking the state for up to $185 million to stabilize its two public teaching hospitals. Most of the money is needed for the Downstate Medical Center in Brooklyn, but as WRVO's Alan Abbott reports, Upstate University Hospital in Syracuse also needs millions of dollars.
SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimfer last week told lawmakers Upstate needs a one-time $35 million payment in order to stabilize its finances. Hospital CEO John McCabe says public teaching hospitals have traditionally relied on the state for help with labor costs that continue to increase.
As a public hospital, the costs to run that hospital are higher than a private hospital. And the state historically has helped support some of those costs and over time supports less and less and less and less and less. And a real question to the state was, what level do they want to support their public institution?
The governor's budget proposal includes no increases for SUNY, and if the $35 million doesn't come through, McCabe says there could be program cuts and he won't rule out layoffs.
Layoffs as an idea is over here in my toolbox. I hope I never have to use it. But for me to say I will never use it is probably disingenuous. And so it's there. There's no immediate plans. But it would be one of the tools we might have to consider in the future if we can't make ends meet and provide the care that we need in Central New York.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.